Unfortunately, we know about the start of the AFL season, but for the AFLW girls and for the coaches, and the coach of Carlton is the man we're about to speak of course, we were at least a couple of weeks away from finding out who was going to be the premiers. They haven't awarded a premiership in the end, which obviously would have frustrated Daniel Harford, because the Blues, along with Freo, were two of the form teams in it. So a bit of a tough pill to swallow, Harf, but I guess it's a bigger picture in it all, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Not a problem, boys. Nice to have your company on a, what is it, Friday today? I've lost track of the days already. It's too hard.
It is.
Friday. Let's get straight into it. I'm tipping you've never dunked in your life looking over your left shoulder there, Harf.
Well, the beauty is, Dern, this is one of those Fandango ones that we bought for my son and my daughter, and you can wind that down to about 7 feet. I can dunk 7 feet.
Yeah, I
can't dunk
well.
10 feet.
Very good, mate. The big shorts. Now, Mike Sheehan the
other
day.
Are you wearing the big shorts now, Harf, or not?
Guess a lot.
Oh. I don't reckon he can dunk the 7 footer either.
Shut up, Taz. I can do it, mate.
Sorry,
Now, Mike Sheehan said the other day, given all the circumstances, you know, with the female, the AFLW and the Northern Bullants, that he thinks that D. Harford will be in league football men's style sometime soon.
As the senior coach.
Mm.
Oh, Mike's been out of the game a while, hasn't he? That's what I'm thinking when I hear that. It's not something I'm interested in at the moment, Tim. I must admit, I'm really enjoying coaching the girls. I've had a great time the last couple of years through the AFLW system, and I love it to death, and I get a massive kick out of it. And I hope the girls do as well, and we've had a bit of success along the way. It's not something I have in my sights, I must admit, at this stage. Mike's obviously a man who knows a fair bit about footy, but I'm not sure about this one.
I've been told that to coach the women and their fantastic listeners and the like, and you know what it's like, and I would defy any AFL footballer, past or present, if the coach speaks for 7 minutes at three-quarter time, you probably retain 1 point, maybe 1.5 points he makes, which is about 15 seconds of vernacular. The women, yeah, I reckon, would be a little bit more attentive.
They are, because they want to learn so much, Derm. I think it's a bit different coaching women to coaching men, and purely because of opportunity through the system, through the ranks. The women that I've coached, the girls that I've coached, young women that I've coached, haven't had that 10 years, 15 years of playing footy, so they don't think they know everything. So they get to a point like they have now in the AFLW through the 4 years and however many players that brings into the game, but they don't know everything and they're just really keen to learn. So I really enjoyed that part of it, whereas a coach, you can take them from a level that wherever they start to a much higher level much quicker than I think the boys you can. So they do listen a lot more. I'm not sure anything I say actually resonates with them at any stage, Derm. I just put the magnets and blow the whistle and see what happens. But it seemed to have worked out okay at the moment.
So you're from an era, like a bygone era like myself, when the coach says jump, you don't even say how high. You just jump. We get told what to do. We accept it. Do the women question you?
Oh, yeah. Well, the why is big time. I think, in fairness, I think that's more a generational thing too, Derm, that all these kids coming through, they want to know why they have to do everything. Try and tell my son he's got to clean his room. Why? It doesn't matter, mate. Just bloody do it, because that's what I want you to do. That's what happened when I was growing up. You just got told what to do and you did it, as you say. So I think it's more a generational thing than a gender thing, I must be honest.
So how are you feeling your time with the kids, mate?
Well, I'm king of around the world at the moment. My son, who's 12, William, he cannot beat me. He's going to be greasy still at the moment. He cannot beat me around the world. My three-point shot's got some work to do, Taz, I must admit, but I'm working on it.
Get him in the background. Get him in the background now, Harf, and get him and film him taking a shot for us, will you?
He's barricading himself in his room. William, for goodness sake, man. Nothing. He's giving me nothing at the moment.
Tell him to clean it then.
Oh, hang on, he might be coming out. Here he is.
And get him to film you taking a shot. We want to critique you.
Oh, yes.
Jump shot.
Hey?
Well, come here. The boys want to want you to shoot some hoops, man. Do you think?
I'm going to shoot.
Don't want to hear it. Just shoot.
Well, the pressure's got to him.
He had a bit of hang
time.
Did
that go in?
No, not quite.
Was that an air ball?
It was an air ball.
Are you throwing bricks for Dermot? Oh, man.
And then you're next.
Go again.
Come on, Will. Oh, he's lost it. Come on, downtown. Everyone in Australia is watching.
Oh, see, we could be here for a while.
We could be here for a while.
He's pretty good, normally. You've really got to him. Get me the ball, man. Okay. I'll show you how to do it. I'll show him how to do it. Like, it's sickening.
All right.
No wonder I'm king of around the world at the moment. You can't make anything.
I tell you what, you're very good at the locked off shot too. Look at that. Just got it in the bottom corner. Right, give us your best, Harvey.
As you know, Doom, you can't shoot with a cap on the front, so I've got to go my best Fred Durst impersonation. You love this. Now, if this doesn't go in, the suit's fault. Oh, that's left.
Oh!
Nice style, though. Hand in the cookie jar.
Can you get your feet off the ground, though, Harv?
I can. I choose not to because I've got a great upper strength. So I choose to use my upper strength term as opposed to my powerful glutes, as you well know. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
He's pulled it.
Very good, Harvey boy. The big shorts from downtown.
Hey, Harv, how did the girls cope, and how did you cope with the season ending so abruptly?
Really disappointing, Hutto. I was really quite emotional Sunday night, I must admit. When I came home, you just think about how much work's been put into it, and we fully understand why. No one's.
He got one, by the way.
Why it's happened? Did he get one?
Yep.
He was. Good man.
He was underneath the net.
He's pretty good normally. He's feeling the pressure of primetime TV. Really disappointed, Hutto, because he put so much into it, and it's no different to anything that gets pulled out from in the last minute of any pastime or hobby that you're into. If you don't get a chance to finish it, it's really disappointing. So the girls are really, really upset. I was really, really devastated. And as I said, really emotional Sunday night. Because you just think of all the people that have had to work so hard to get to that point, and then you don't get a chance to finish through no one's fault. So it was really disappointing. But when you do get that hit of perspective, as I think we've all had this week and what's happening around the nation, around the world, it's not a big issue. Footy is a great thing and we love it, but it's a game at the end of the day. And once you work that out, you can move on pretty quickly.
Hey, I know haven't got much time left, but what's the World Champ got you doing at home besides when you're away from your recreation hoop shooting time?
Well, I try to make sure there's nothing outside of the recreational hoop shooting time, Dern. But the World Champ put a list on the table the other day for the kids to do. Oh, I got out of it somehow. Normally I'm first to get a list. Normally there's like a sticky magnets all over my study door of basically covering the whole thing for things to do. I've got to wash the cars today. I've got to mow the lawn. There's a few things I need to do outside. I've got to fix up the backyard. The back corner's got leaves all over it because there's plenty of trees around here. So I've got work to do. I'm just trying to avoid it for as long as possible.
And elevate that hoop as well.
Yeah.
Next level up, mate.
The bad news is we've got to let you go, Harv, so you've got to get back to...
Give Wilbur one more chance, Hutto. Okay. Give Wilbur one more chance. Come on, mate.
Can you shoot the camera down a bit so we can see him take the shot? Oh, there it is.
Oh,
one more.
It.
Oh, man. No.
Gone.
No. That's called pressure.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, great to chat, Harv. Good luck.
Good on you, boys.
Isolation.
Well.